So then when we evaluate the integral, or n over s times the integral from 0 to infinity of p to the n minus 1, e to the negative st, we can make almost the same substitution. This time u equals t to the n minus 1, du equals n minus 1 times t to the n minus 1, dv equals e to the negative st, and v equals negative e to the negative st, that whole quantity divided by s. And using integration by parts again, we'll have the original n over s times the new n minus 1 over s squared times integral 0 to infinity of t to the n minus 2 times e to the negative st dt. And then if you keep doing that over and over and over again, oh, by the way, you have another part that would be equal to 0. Again, L'Hopital's rule would show it equal to 0. So if you keep doing that, you're going to get 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, plus 0, plus 0, plus 0, plus 0, plus finally the last one, which is n factorial over s to the n times the integral of e to the negative st with t going from 0 to infinity. And that, we already know, is 1 over s. So we get n factorial over s to the n plus 1.